This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back, and you're listening to The Real Side. Hopefully you are, too. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. That's the first break. I'm excited. Can you tell? Evan Sayet will join us. You are going to have to probably record it and then play it backwards. Or not play it backwards. Slow it down. Seriously. So, anyhow, Joe Messina, your host on GCN Live. You know, somebody sent me a note, and the, I guess, Bill Cosby's trial date has been set. And apparently the actor, whatever, he's gone blind. And I don't know if it's real or not. I don't want to make, you know, surgeons that it isn't or is or is not. But the thing I love about this stuff is everybody's ripping him apart. Look, let him go to trial first, right? Isn't that what you tell us about Hillary? I'm not a fan of his. I am not excited, whatever. But isn't that what you're saying with Hillary? Like, you know, she hasn't been convicted of anything. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter that there's smoke and flames. We don't know. We don't quite know that there's a fire there yet. How about we do the same thing with him? Right? Let him go to court. Let the jury decide. And then you can convict him. Or not convict him or whatever. Right? Don't you think that would be a good thing to do? I mean, you're preaching it. I thought maybe you'd be wanting to live it as well. But it really goes back to what I've been saying all along, the mantra of the left. They're always right. Everything that they want to do is always correct. And even if a Republican said it first, because they want to do it, it makes it right. Okay, we got a 9/11 problem. That's right, the town of Owego, not where we go, but Owego, has put up a 9/11 memorial. Memorial says that on September 11, 2001, 19 Islamic terrorists unsuspectedly boarded a four airliners departing East Coast airports to hijack the planes and carry out a series of coordinated attacks against the United States. This is a tribute to all lives lost that day and to the heroic sacrifice of all who rushed to help. As Americans, we honor their memory by living our lives in freedom. Going, okay, what could be wrong with that? Nothing, right? Well, a group of New York Muslims has taken offense at the small town's new memorial. The Islamic organization of the Southern Tier fired off a letter to city leaders in Owego, alleging that the words engraved on the granite memorial would encourage hatred towards Muslims. Now, Muslim extremists, yes. The memorial, which will be dedicated on Saturday, identifies those responsible for the attacks as Islamic terrorists. That's a problem for the Islamic organization of the Southern Tier, based in nearby Johnson City, New York. A spokesman told the news affiliate that having the words Islamic terrorists on the monument, it's a broad brush against many Muslims who live in the Southern Tier. Let me tell you what. If I had a Muslim sitting next door to me, and he's living like a good American, he doesn't have to, I'm a Christian. He doesn't have to believe like I believe. That's why I live in America. If he is living a good life, and he's trying to do the right things, and he's trying to bring up his kids right and all that, I don't care what he is. I can deal with that. Right? But he's not a Muslim terrorist. Well, I guess I don't know that, but he's not a Muslim terrorist for all intents and purposes. I wouldn't call him one, and I would defend him if anybody called him one. But we have to start calling things what they are. This administration will identify nothing. They'll identify nothing but Christian terrorists. That's all they identify. Now, they want them to change the words on the tablet from terrorist or from Islamic terrorist to just terrorist or Al-Qaeda terrorist. Oh, okay. What's the difference between Al-Qaeda terrorists and Islamic terrorists? I'm just curious as to what the city manager, Donald Castellucci, God, that was bad, said that he said, I sent them back an email saying I disagree with their premise 100%. Mr. Castellucci said that they have no plans to change a single letter in the town's memorial. I don't live in a politically correct world, he said. I live in a historically fact world, or a historical fact world. Whether it's an American, homegrown, Christian, Islamic, you call it what you want, we call it what it is. We don't whitewash things here. He went on to say that this is not about religion. It's about one event of the day that killed more than 3,000 Americans. The news sources have reached out to the Islamic Center, the Southern Tier, and they have yet to respond to inquiries. Now, the writer says, I want to comment that Mr. Castellucci and the good people of Owego for refusing to bow at the altar of political correctness. The facts surrounding 9/11 are very clear. Islamic radicals committed jihad on American soil. Period. They weren't shouting, Jesus saves. They weren't shouting, praise be to Jesus. They weren't shouting, praise be to Buddha. Those people were killed in the name of Allah by Islamic, radical Islamic, nutjob Islamic terrorists. We've all got them. You might as well deal with it. If you're a Muslim that happens to be listening to the show, because I know I've got them, I get your emails. Yeah, you got nut jobs too. Own up to it. See, you'd put guys like me at so much more peace. You would make guys like me feel so much better. You would get guys like me off your case if you actually would come out and speak against those nut jobs. But you don't. It's almost like is it a sin in your Quran to speak negatively about a Muslim, no matter what they do or don't do? I'm curious. I don't know. I'm asking out of ignorance. Anyway, somebody just threw something up, popped up on my screen about Merkel being in a lot of trouble politically because of what's going on in Germany. We need to take a lesson from that, people. Look what's going on in Europe. Look what's happening around the world. Look at the uprisings of all these countries, the people from within, and take a hint. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side here on GCN Live. You know what comes on next, right? Don't get stupid. Evan Sade will be with me.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I want to thank my Facebook Live people. I don't know. What are you guys coming out of the woodwork? I can't believe how many of you there actually are out there. And I hate saying Facebook. It makes my mouth curl. I just... to a degree, I can't stand them. But, you know, they're the epitome of capitalism. How could you really hate them if you're me? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me tonight. I want to bring him right on. I hate wasting his time. Evan Sayet joins me, as he does from time to time. He's the author of Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. He has the most viewed lecture on the Heritage Foundation website. Come on.
No, it's the single most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's history.
You know, we've been doing this for a couple of years now. You'd think I would have... I'll get it, though, I promise. I'll get it one of these days.
You know, my father used to tell a story about when he was young. His uncle would say, Gene, do you want this shiny penny or this dirty old nickel? And my father would take the penny. And my uncle would show him off what an idiot he is. And he would just keep doing it. He'd say, well, everybody watches. Watch how stupid Gene is. Do you want this shiny penny or this dirty old nickel? And my father would take the penny. Finally, when my father was about 15 years old, his uncle said to him, Gene, don't you know a nickel is worth more than a penny? He says, of course I do. But if I took the nickel, you'd stop doing it. All right, so I figure by the time you get my introduction right, I think you keep getting it wrong just so I keep coming back.
Ooh, I've been outed. Oh, God. But I love it. You know what? I got to tell you something. I went to your show a couple of weekends ago. And, you know, I want to thank my listeners who showed up, all two of them. No, I'm just kidding. I want to thank the listeners who showed up there. I think it was a great time to see you. You know, when you only hear somebody on the radio and you don't see them, you don't see the passion in their face, it's a whole different animal than it is that, you know, when you're there and you're seeing it, you're actually seeing it happen. And, you know, Evan, I have you on the show all the time, so I get to enjoy you. But being there with you and being there with other people, it was a whole different feeling. It was a whole different atmosphere. And I'm not just saying this. I think you know because check's already cleared, so I don't have to say it. But I think I think you did a wonderful job. I always enjoy you. You know, you're very black and white about this stuff. You hit it, and there's enough levity in it, so it stays in your head. How'd that day turn out for you?
Oh, I thought it was spectacular, and we wanted to do something different. I mean, a lot of people know me from my stand-up comedy. A lot of people know me from my serious lectures, like the ones to the Heritage Foundation, which I don't know if you know this, but it's the single most viewed lecture in their entire history.
I heard that somewhere.
And a lot of people know me from my book, The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. And we wanted to sort of combine all three and do it not exactly like stand-up, but it was much more of a one-man show. And you know, somebody from Variety was there and accurately said that he was glad it wasn't stand-up, that it was actually – that I'm a humorist. So instead of being – comedian, or instead of being serious, I split the difference, and I think we did a great job.
Yeah, there's some people who had come that had never seen you before, or really never, other than hearing you on the show, and sent me some really nice emails about how much they enjoyed the show, and really, not only did you get them to laugh, but you got them to think, and I think that's what we don't do anymore. You know, we just pound on people, but you get people to really think about the depth of the issues you're talking about. Again, not with that serious, heavy heart stuff, but with enough that people consider, you know what, he's right, and why do my friends think like that, and how do I get my friends to think a little differently. I think to me that was my takeaway from the show. At least that's me.
And very much the purpose of the show was to arm our side and introduce this thinking, if there was anybody from the other side, in a way that didn't beat you over the head, that did have a sense of humor to it. And one of the compliments that I keep receiving that means so much to me is how happy and warm I am on stage. Because I know how angry our side gets. The other side gets even angrier. But the truth is so obvious that we think if we just lay it out for the other side, they're going to come around. And when they don't, we keep hitting the point and hitting the point. And it's just the wrong way of dealing with liberals. All right? What we have to do is, I have a program I call Adopt Democrat. And it's very much like adopting a child, because you have to understand, liberals really are children. They are morally, intellectually, and emotionally stunted at the age of five. When they enter kindergarten, the leftist school system gets a hold of them. And just like with a child, you don't make everything a teachable moment. What you do is you have fun with your liberal friends. You talk about, I say the weather, but then there's global warming. So I think, you know, talk about sports, but then there's the Redskins. But find something fun to talk to them about. But when they say or do something egregious, just like if a child runs into the street, that's when you spank them. when they say something totally egregious, like, I can't believe that guy made that video that got that ambassador killed. That's when you spank them, make your point, make it overwhelmingly, and then move on. And this takes years, just like what I call adopt a Democrat. Just like raising a child takes years. But the entire point was that you can change them. I have changed them, and this is the way to do it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you should say that because I've been taking them. You can imagine I take them on one by one. The show airs. I was telling this the other day. You know, the show it airs every night, Monday through Friday. I plug my own show. You know, 6 to 9 on the West Coast, 9 to midnight on the East. But then it runs across the country in other stations, and it runs at different time slots and on the weekends. And I'm stupid enough to pick up the studio phone at times when I'm in here because I'm just not thinking. And you get these people on, and I got to tell you something. I feel like I'm slamming my forehead against the table, and I say, look, let's get down to history. Let's get down to the history of the Democrat Party. And inevitably, they always come back with the parties have switched platforms. So the Dem racists of the old days are now the Republicans of today. Really explain this to me. Give me some of your thoughts on this whole the
parties. Well, look, it's very easy to know who the racists are. We don't speak in terms of race. We don't think in terms of gender. It's the Democrats who talk about white privilege, as if your skin color defines your heritage and your life. And they're the ones who say only black lives matter. They're the ones who support an organization called La Raza. La Raza literally means the race. And their slogan, by the way, is to our race, everything. To all other races, nothing. Right? They're the ones who, when they nominate a Supreme Court justice, say she's a wise Latina. We don't care if she's a Latina or not a Latina. We don't think that way. We care if she's wise. They care if she's a Latina. Every single way. They're the ones who think that Elizabeth Warren should get a high-paying tenured position at Harvard because she claims she has 1/32nd Indian blood in her veins.
Wow.
Right? These are all not only racist concepts, but the very last time that blood was used by an ideology to determine what a person was the National Socialists, the Nazis.
I need you to hold that for a second. We got to go for a break because I believe in capitalism. We'll be back in a second. Evan Sayet joins me. Don't go far. We've got a lot to talk about. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Ah, what music was music? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. GCN Live. Listen, head up to the website, TheRealSide.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. You can also check out the stations. We're on 32 stations nationwide now. I know, you know, okay, I'm not the other guy with 150, 250. But hey, you know, I got 33 listeners, so at least I got one per station. You know what I'm saying? But I always appreciate the time you spend with me. Head up to the website where, again, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a live chat room going on there. We're on Facebook Live. I make it so easy for you to get the show that you have to actually go out of your way not to get the show, and then I have to come to visit you. You know what I'm saying? Really, seriously. Because it's the way I make my money. I can tell them I have to have more listeners. Anyway, I want to get right back to my guest. Evan Say is with me. He's an author and humorist. He's the author of Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, and also he has the single most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation history.
Come on. I am out of here, man. You got it right. There's no reason to come back. You got it right.
Hey, it was nice knowing you. There you go. Yep. Yeah, send the check. Send the check overnight, okay? Anyway.
Yeah, I'll send a check. Just don't cash it.
Oh, here we go. All right, another one of those, the Hollywood types. Anyway, hey, listen, Evan, I always have a good time when you're on the show with me. And we were, you know, people get nervous when you start talking about this stuff. But we need, you know, it's funny how we were taught, or I was taught, I don't know about you, but we grew up in the same kind of area. You know, in the 70s, you weren't supposed to see color. You weren't, everybody was equal and, you know, that kind of thing. And if you thought about color and if you treated people differently in any way because of their color, you were being a racist of some kind. You know, we were talking before the break about how, did the Dems really switch platforms? You know, what about Robert Byrd? Who really promotes racism when it comes to political parties?
Well, look, there's no doubt that it's the Democratic Party that is the racist party. They're the ones who believe that a human being is defined not by the content of his character, but by the color of his skin. That, in fact, it's the Democrats who oppress black people, because if a black person chooses to not be a Democrat, then he's not really black. He's not authentically black. As if blacks all act exactly the same way and think exactly the same way. That is the definition of the racist. You know? I mean, I tell a story in my act about, I was talking to my cousin Larry, who said to me that Bill Clinton was the first black president. And first of all, I don't even know what that means. But then he said, and the devastation from Hurricane Katrina was caused because George Bush hates black people. And I'd say, well, what about Condoleezza Rice? And he'd say, well, she's not really black. What does that mean? Because she, why? But that's oppressing black people. Telling them if you don't act the way we rich white liberals think black people act, then you're not really black. It's insane. And I'd say, well, what about Colin Powell? And he'd say, well, he's not really black. And I said, Larry, do you realize that George Bush, who hates blacks, hired more blacks who weren't really black than the first black president who wasn't really black hired blacks who were really black?
Come on, tell me the truth. Does his eyeball pop at that point or what?
It popped at that point, but it did nothing to change him. You know how liberals are. Facts are meaningless to the left. They simply have their conclusion, which is that they're good and anybody who disagrees with them is evil, and then they make up whatever they need to make up in order to prove that lie is true. And I'll just give you some examples, all right? Like my cousin Larry would say to me, well, there's racism all across America. I said, can you give me an example? He'd say, well, it's institutionalized. And I'd say, well, actually, every institution by law has to favor blacks. He said, well, you don't really hear it because it's spoken in secret code. And I'd say, how do you know the code? He said, well, it's not really a secret code. It's dog whistle. Quite literally, they make it up so that whatever you say, there was no racism to be heard because it wasn't said, but it's a sound that only an animal can hear. Meanwhile, in order for there to actually be racism that has any effect more than you hurt my feelings, there have to be certain elements to it. There has to be oppression from the majority. The problem liberals have is that the whites don't oppress anybody, which is why they never say Jews are a minority. They never say Asians are a minority. The only minorities that they refer to are blacks and sometimes Hispanics. And it's because they don't really care about the word minority. Let me turn you on to a trick that the liberals use. What they do is they insert a modifier before a word that changes the meaning of that word 180 degrees so that their lies become the truth and the truth they can then attack as lies. So you and I know how important it is to be correct. You need to be correct in your facts. You need to be correct in your reasoning. You need to be correct in your conclusions. Because if you're not, then you can't correct what's wrong.
Right.
But since the liberal is never correct, he inserts the modifier politically before the word. It spins the meaning of the word correct 180 degrees. And now only leftist lies are true. And all truths become lies. Right? So when it comes to racism, there needs to be oppression from the majority against the minority. But since the Jews and the Asians are successful, they're not an oppressed minority. So they're not minorities because they're not an oppressed minority. Proof that they're not oppressed is that they succeed. On the other hand, women who are a majority are a minority because they're an oppressed minority. The proof of that oppression is that some women choose to stay home and raise their children. And by the way, that is the entirety of the big leftist lie that women make less money than men. No, they don't. They make actually a little bit more than men, with the exception of those who stay at home for a couple of years, raise their children, then go back into the workforce with 5, 7, 10, 18 years less experience than the man who stayed in the workforce. But the idea that a woman chooses to raise her own children is anathema to the left, because the mental illness the left suffers from is the mental illness of narcissism. And so they are convinced that anybody who would put anything above themselves, whether it's God, whether it's country, mm-hmm. whether it's their child, must somehow have been fooled or oppressed or tricked by an evil patriarchy into doing that. So Jews and Asians who are a minority are not a minority because they're not an oppressed minority. Women who are a majority are a minority because they're an oppressed minority. Proof of that oppression is that they have a choice.
God.
There have to be other things as well.
Yeah.
There has to be aggression against the minority community. But since there is no aggression against the black community, they've inserted the modifier micro aggression.
Right.
It's so small you need a microscope to see it. So So the oppression is microscopic. You can't hear it because it's dog whistle. And if you can't hear it and you can't see it, that's how you know there's racism. All right? That's the insanity of the left, is they just make things up. And, yeah, it's to support their infantile and anti-good, pro-evil agenda at every single turn.
You know,
they just make it up.
You brought it up during the break, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, but you do a better job at explaining it than I do. You know, as a Republican, as a conservative, even as a Christian, I'm not looking. You know, when I get on the plane, I joke with my Christian friends. I don't ask the pilot, hey, are you a Christian? Do you know God? Right, I don't do that. I go, how long you been flying? I don't care what color he is. I don't care what size he is. I don't even care what nationality he is. Can you fly the darn plane? That's all I care about, and I want to make sure you didn't get out of flight school on Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Right? I want you to be behind that seat for a while. So,
well,
but it's the left who comes in and says, oh, you know what? There's too many white pilots. I want more Hispanic pilots. Right? Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, one of the most egregious examples of that is there's now a quota on who can be sent to detention.
I know.
In a lot of the leftist-run public schools. So it doesn't matter what you did, it's now been counting your skin color because Democrats are racists. All right? Republicans are merit-based. Democrats are all about destroying the relationship between merit and reward. So they seek to punish whoever is successful. This is why they hate the Jews. This is why they hate America. It's not because Israel is the most horrible nation on the planet Earth. In fact, it's because Israel is the best nation on the planet Earth, second only to America. Why do they hate America and Israel first? Because America and Israel are successful. And if you're an open-minded liberal where nothing is better than anything else, how do you explain our success? It must be nefarious. And here's what's going. It doesn't matter that they know they're engaging in blood libels. There is nobody who has given a second's thought to the reality of the Middle East who doesn't know that Israel is not committing genocide. The population, in fact, it's so funny to me. They concurrently bitch that the Gaza Strip is one of the most overpopulated areas in the world, while claiming for the last 65 years the Jews have been committing genocide.
No kidding. That's great. Well, but that's as you like to say, that is definitely the logic liberal thinking. Listen, quick break because we do believe in capitalism around here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Evan Saya joins me. Don't go far. We got at least another 10 minutes with him, and you don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Every time I hear this song, for you old timers who actually own 45 records, and if you don't know what a 45 record is, don't send me an email. It'll take too long to look it up online. Google that thing. We used to take those records and we'd spin them faster, right? So even somebody with a baritone voice would sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks. And every time I hear that, that's what I think of. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And my guest, probably, I don't want to give away his age, but I bet you he remembers when you could cut 45s off the back of a cereal carton.
I do remember that. I remember the Archies being one of them. And the first joke that I ever remember thinking was funny was I was reading Archie comics. If you remember, Archie had a band. I mean, that's why he had a record on the back of Sugar Pops. It was the one with Dig 'em the Frog. But Honey Bear. Anyway, not for that nostalgia, but the first joke was from Archie Comics, and Archie was talking to Sam the Agent, you know, a bald guy with a cigar coming out of his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And Archie says to him, well, how about a contest? What if the first prize was a week with the Archies? And Sam takes the cigar out of his mouth and says, what's second prize? 2 weeks with the Archies.
Oh, God, I remember those. And yeah, and you cut them out, and they would warp after a while, and they were pretty useless. But you couldn't wait. You would buy the cereal. And what a great name for a song, Sugar, Sugar. How appropriate, right?
Right?
Okay, let me finish my intro. Evan Sayet joins me. He's an author, he's the author of a book called Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, and he has the single most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation history. I'm going to get that
Spanish
thing.
Hold on right there. Okay. You finally get the Heritage Foundation thing right, and you screw up the title of my book. The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. And by the way, it's a definitive explanation to explain everything that you and I have been talking about for the past hour or so. It explains why the modern liberal rejects facts, rejects reason, and invariably champions everything that is evil, everything that has failed, and everything that is wrong. Everything. It explains why they turned Michael Brown, even though they know his hands weren't up, even though Eric Holder determined that Michael Brown was a drug-addled thug, a career criminal who had punched the cop in the face and tried to take his gun to murder him. And to the Democrats, social justice, there's that modifier again. We believe in justice. They insert the modifier social, which changes the meaning of the word 180 degrees. Social justice demands that he be turned into a hero, and this real hero, the cop who is protecting blacks from criminals, he becomes the bad guy.
Evan, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I wouldn't even say arguing, discussing with them. Sometimes it's like trying to reason with a 17-year-old who's just been caught, right? When you look at Hillary Clinton, and she's in that, what was it, with Brit Hume, or whoever she was doing the interview with, and she specifically said that the FBI director never accused her of anything, okay? Didn't say that she did anything wrong with the emails. I'm thinking to myself, this is an altered universe. This is a scene out of Star Trek, right?
Well, what it really is supreme confidence in knowing that the media is going to cover for her, that no matter what lie she spews, no matter how obvious the lie, the media will cover for her. The one that gets me is after she helped cause the murder of Ambassador Stevens and the others, when those bodies were coming back and the flag-shaped coffins were there, and so were the survivors, the mothers and fathers of the victims of her callous negligence at the very least. And she lied and said, we're going to get the people who made that video that caused the terror attack. And then she sent Susan Rice out to lie to every single network. Now, you would have to be a moron, literally a moron, to believe that this well-armed, they had mortars with them, well-executed, well-timed, it was the anniversary of 9/11, the ambassador was visiting, that this well-executed mass murder was a spontaneous uprising by lovely, lovely Muslims who were just so angry at a video that nobody saw that was released 6 months earlier. You'd have to be a moron to believe that. And yet not a single news outlet questioned her on it. Why would they do that? Two reasons. One, they are in cahoots with the leftist movement. They have given up any semblance of even attempting to be journalists. They are now the Leni Riefenstahls of the modern socialist movement.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking, and while you're talking, because I'm old, I forget, I'm typing notes here. But you look at everything going on around us today. You look at how Benghazi went down. You look at how bad the Middle East is. Look at the rapes going on in Germany with the refugees coming in. None of this stuff, even even in nanoseconds, is being covered by mainstream media, which, and I'll tell you why, Evan, it doesn't scare me for the media reasons. What scares me is when the Dems don't, look at what Mr. Obama's gotten away with and what this administration has gotten away with. Look at what the Clintons have already gotten away with. If she knows she's got the media on her side and she becomes president, we become the Union of Soviet Socialist United States. There's no way.
Right. We become Venezuela under Hugo Chavez, who the Democrats, of course, adored while they hate the Jews of Israel. That's what we become under a Hillary Clinton slash mainstream media slash academia combination. It's very, very disconcerting. There's some things that are hopeful, though. Even given the brainwashing that takes place in from the time you enter kindergarten until 25 years later when you finally graduate from college, even given the propaganda in every single movie, even for gratuitous purposes, even gratuitously, given the propaganda from the mainstream media, we Republicans do rather well. I mean, we had a great 2014 midterm. We only lost with Mitt Romney by a handful of points, mostly because he didn't fight back the way Trump is. And, you know, part of the reason that some of your leftist listeners are giving you the lie about how the party's just magically switched one day is because Trump is scoring points, pointing out that the leftists, that the Democrats are racists. He's actually going to the black churches and getting standing ovations. This is terrifying the leftists, and they have to invent a narrative just like they had to invent microaggressions because there was no aggression.
I got to stop you for a second and show you the racist part of Joe Messina. Okay, I watched that little clip of him in the church, right? Did you see that?
Uh-huh. I did.
Okay, with his arms hanging down by his side, just kind of swaying side to side, and I'm thinking to myself, the man has never been to a charismatic black church. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, he must have been on the inside going, what the heck is going on here? You know what I'm saying?
It's got to be a little odd. It has to be a little odd. I mean, look, I remember when I was writing for Arsenio Hall, and Arsenio would take us to some of his haunts, and they weren't part of my mainstream culture.
Right.
They weren't where I spend my time. They were places where, you know, the music that was playing wasn't stuff that I was used to listening to. I wasn't getting up in karaoke at any of these places. You know, that doesn't make you a racist. It just makes it the reality
that
different communities and different cultures have different cultural reality.
Well, it's a lot of fun. And to my Catholic friends, I love my Catholic upbringing, so don't take this the wrong way. But I grew up in a Catholic church. And then when I came to California, after a while, I went to an all-black church or 92% black church. And when it came to, like, the worship portion of the service, black people know how to worship. And I'm sitting there, you know, in the pew, and I'm going, what am I doing here? What are these people doing? You know? And after a while, you understand what it's about. But I'm not making fun of him, but I kind of am by saying he just looked a little out of place. I mean, genuinely probably was into what was going on, but he just looked a little out of place. And I just wanted to say that because I thought it was
kind of funny. And by the way, no more out of place than Hillary Clinton, who thinks that she's connecting by suddenly adopting a black accent.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. These people.
You know, at least Trump was Trump.
Yeah.
Clinton is just a chameleon she is such a chameleon that she doesn't even know what her name is.
Yeah.
Right? When she goes some places, she's Hillary Clinton. When she wants to show that her marriage is working, she's Hillary Rodham Clinton. When she runs for office, she's Hillary, even though it's supposed to be sexist to call women by their first name.
This is all the stuff that confuses some of us who are willing to give them a little bit of, I don't know, respect or what have you, but they can't make up their minds. I don't know how they expect us to
they have made up their minds. Anything a leftist does is good, and they will lie, cheat, steal, manipulate to prove it. I mean, I gave in a previous segment the example when Nancy Pelosi was running for re-election and likely to be Speaker of the House of Representatives, she ran on the slogan, it takes a woman to clean a house. That is as misogynistic a concept, but she didn't really mean, oh, here's what she really meant. And this is what they do. They lie about what was it? It was when the Islamic terrorist opened fire and murdered 49 people at a gay club in Orlando. And and they released the 9/11 transcript, and the Obama administration redacted some of the things he said and changed the wording. They lied about what was on the 9/11 recording to make the terrorist look better. And meanwhile, they used dog whistles to say that we said things we didn't say. So the terrorists, they make say things you didn't say to make them look better. The Republicans, they lie and say we said things we didn't say. Always, 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 always to hold on to their leftist infantile beliefs.
All right. Hey, listen, I've lost track of time because I always enjoy talking to you so much. Tell people where they can find you, quick.
EvanSayIt.com. Everything Evan. All things Evan. Is at EvanSayIt. SAYET.com.
Yeah, love it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up in the next hour.